so to speak, sugya on many levels. First of all, it is develops certain yesodas of the rov that we have to understand. So lumdus is very important. Second of all, it is a sugya that's often quoted because of the shita of the Berek HaBayis, that this is a different kind of a rov. And then it's very important because it is what establishes principles for Yisur v'Heter in many areas. The Moshul, even in terms of person buys a suit, and rov of those suits are shatnis free, and mechuyev still to check the suit that you're buying. When are we soymech on a rov? Comes up many, many times. There's a tashbeitz that discusses whether this principle of rov mitzuyin, is it a unique shechita principle or applies to everything? A sofer. Do we say rov soferim? I don't have to do a careful check on the sofer because rov soferim mitzuyinei. And there's a famous Beis Halevi that discusses the basis of this rov. So it's a very important sugya to learn carefully. Ravina Omar, Ravina says, Hachi ketani. This is how we're going to learn pshat in the Mishnah. Hakol shoychetin means hakol mumchin. Shoychetin mumchin va'af alpi she'in mozokin. Gemara says that when it comes to shechita, so shechita has two different groups of concerns for the shoychet. One is, does he know the halachis? And number two, is he technically able to do the ma'isa shechita? So mumchin means he knows the halachis. And muhzak means we've seen him do it several times, so we know he's not going to faint. When faint doesn't mean davka fainting from the sight of blood. Fainting means, is he strong enough to do the shechita? Can he manage the shechita? So the Gemara says that hakol shoychetin is inclusive. What does it mean it's inclusive? So Ravina says it's inclusive of al mumchin. Hakol means as long as you're a mumchin, right? You have to be a mumch. You have to know the halacha is the shech. So what's the hakoil? Hakoil means to include something. It means that as long as he knows the halacha, he may not be technically proficient, he is still a good, then lecharchila, he can shech. Hakol shech, then hakol mumchin, shech, then mumchin. We've given him a bechina, and we know he knows hilchas shechita. Aval ein yoidin boy sheyedeya loim hilchas shechita lo yishrei. Right, so that's all in the first phrase. Hakol sheichden means he's a mumche. We know he knows hilchas shechita. Yit Hashem will look at the Pesach Tshuva at the beginning of your day that talks about the practice that we discussed yesterday of having a Kabbalah, of being licensed to be a Sheikhet, a Kabbalah for Safras. Where does that come up? You need a license to do Shechita. So the Achbarim developed this idea based on this sugya. So HaKol Sheikhten means that HaKoil, every person who has been tested, Can do shechita. She yoidin loy milchas shechita. Aval ein yoidin boy she yidei milchas shechita lo yishchei. Im shochad next phrase is shechitosik sheira. What does that mean? Im shochad boyd kinoisai. If he hasn't been tested, doesn't have a kabbalah, we don't know lo yotze shein be that he knows the halachas. Im shochad boyd kinoisai. So then we test him. That's ushchitosik sher. Im yoidei aloim ushchita, if he passes the bechina, mutil lechol mishchitosai, we can use the piece of meat. Vim lav osir lechol mishchitosai. Okay. Chutz mechei resheita v'kotten, deafilu di oma nami loy, shema yishu, shema yidrusu, shema yachlidu. All right? And this is a... I have to come back to the whole din of Mechayir Sheita V'Katan. What's the din if you have a Katan who knows Hilcha Shechita backwards and forwards? Could be. No. Could have a Chayir who knows Hilcha Shechita. All right, so that's not for right now. We have to. That's a whole separate sugya. Mecher sheita v'katan. V'kulon sheshachdu ha'ilem mecher sheita v'katan. Alokoi v'mshachdu meboilei. Ela ashein mumchen. So the Gemara says the last line. V'kulon sheshachdu v'acherim oimdim al gavav shchitosik sheira. Ashein mumchen. Those are the people who didn't know the halachas, right? V'kul shochtu. They didn't know the halachas. They didn't pass the test. So, they didn't pass the test, l'chayra, shouldn't be good shechita. B'boid kin oisoi sagi. So the halachas, we said, we know what the halachas is, give them the v'china. Passes, kosher, fails, treif. The less l'kam l'mibdekei. We can't test them. So if we can't test them, what are we being samech on? So the fact that we some do a kosher shechita. So Tosfos says, the lesser common lemivdge. Tema. The mashma ho iso common v'lo yoda ein shechitosoi ksheira. Afal gav the achirim roin oisai to shochet shapir. So Gemara says, the Tosfos says, if you follow that line of reasoning, then it would follow that if he is here and he doesn't know hilchas shechita, right, and others have been watching him, what would the din be? Would not be good, right? We just said, if he's not, right, has to kneel. Hadilim shatna, the lesser common libibtike. We can't check him out. He doesn't have a license. He doesn't have a Kabbalah. We don't know if he knows the halachis. So what happens? V'kulin sheshachdu, and we cannot check him out. So what's the v'cheren royin oisai? Shchitosik sheva. Now what would happen if we do check him out? He doesn't know the halachas. V'acherin roi noisai. Wouldn't be good. So Tosfos says, is that correct? The Lekam Birkin Gabe Olim Rav Nachman Rav Tshachan Im Ra'u Mitchilat Tzoyf Muter Lechom Shechosai V'vlav Oser Parach Idi Yod Ligom Pshita. So L'chayram, the last line of the Mishnah is, as Tosha says in Dibra Maschil Roiv, that even if, let's assume for the moment, that if Avukulan Sheshachtu, and the Acherim Avukulan Sheshachtu, is a cheren roin oisai. Let's assume for the moment that the cheren roin oisai is lav davka. So then what's the din? What are we being samech on? What's that nemon is based on? On eid echa nemon bisurin. But what about the? Do we have to be samech on that? What is Ravina's shita with respect to Roiv Mitzuyin? Does he hold there's no Roiv, or we're not samech on the Roiv?
According to Ravina.
Yeah. Ravina begins by saying he has to be a mumcha. All right? He has to be a mumcha. What does that mean, he has to be a mumcha? Hakol, that means that he has to pass the test. Look at the Rashi. Sheyoydin boim. Hakol mumchen. V'yoydin hilchah shchita. If he knows the halacha, he can check. Afal pi shein muzakin shlo yishachetu. He didn't. We don't know that he has the physical capacity, right? V'medvar mamurim dechosh dechashive mumchen. Sheyoydin boy elu hamoysim leibheimo lishchot makivin boy ubodku sheyilchah shchita. When do we say a guy's a mumcha? If we tested him. All right? Now, what happens if he shechted and we didn't test him? Nope. B'di'evet, yoydin hilcha shchita, the tomet hein muchzokim lekalke, afilu di'omad. V'yoydin hilcha shchita. So, shcheri shchita v'katan, even if he knows the halachas, we would not allow him to do shchita. Okay? Muchzokim. That's the next the Lishna Basra. Alright? So what's Ravina's din if Bidi Evan we can't find the Shaykhid? Alright, so Daniel's saying, well, only if Achen Om Lagabov. Okay? What happens if Ain Achen Oim Lo Gavav, and we don't know, he's not licensed, we can't find him? He's a apostle. Right? So, what is Ravina's. Let's go to the end of the Gemara then. Alright? So that's the first sheet of Ravina. Then the Gemara says, second sheet. Ika de Amre. Ravina Amr Hachi Ketan. Hakol Sheikhetin. Hakol Mukhzakin Sheikhetin. Right? Hakol is to include, if you're a Mukhzak, that means, as Rashi said, you've Sheikhetin two or three times, we know that you can withstand the physical capacity. Aval Pishay Mumchen. Even though you don't know the halachis. Right? Rashi says, we don't know if you know the law. You're not licensed. Right? We don't know. If we would for sure know you don't know the halachas, Rashi would say you can't shech. But we don't know. It was suffic. But medvar mamurim, sheshacht lefeneinu, he shechted a few times. And he never lost his strength. Abo leishacht lefeneinu, he's never shechted in front of us. Lo yishchay. V'im shachat. And if he shechted, he says he is sure that he didn't lose it at all while he was shechting, okay, kosher. Chereshet v'katan, we would not be mekabel. Kulan sheshechtu wahai, can't be a chereshet v'katan. Ella, ashe ein muchzokin. A person we have a sheichet, and he's fresh out of sheichet school, or he's fresh in the plant. We never watched him shech. No, what's the din? V'amart. So now the Mishnah says, well, either you watch him, if you don't watch him, can't use it. But he says, Borili, Sagi. He told us, as long as he knows, and he sure didn't faint. The lesser come on, the lishayle. Alright? So, first Manda Omar, the first Lashon of Ravina is that we don't know that this person knows the halachis. Right? So it says, L'chadchila, he can't shech. B'di'eved, we give him a v'china. What happens if it's a mamash of b'di'eved? This, by the way, we learned this in Reilun Yeriday 2 years ago. There's often two levels of b'di'eved. Right? B'di'eved, if it got mixed up. And b'di'eved, if you can't be mevarer. Here also, have two b'di'eveds. One b'di'eved is that b'di'eved that he shechted already, that's a one level, but we can still be mevara. There's another b'di'evet, he shechted, he can't be mevara. Right? So the Gemara says, this, in the first Lashon of Ravina, we have a sheichet, who doesn't, and we don't know if he knows the halachas. So l'chanchila can't shech. B'di'evet, we give him a chinah. What happens if it's b'di'eved, he shechted and he's not there for the b'china. So what would the din be? No, somebody watched him kosher. Nobody watched him. So it sounds like treif. Correct? Next lashon. We have a sheichet. He knows the halachis. But he never shechted before. Right? So, lechanchila can't shecht. But the evidence shechted. Then we ask him, did you faint? Didn't you faint? Good. What happens if he's shecht and he's not there? No, if somebody watched him, okay. Nobody watched him. He can't shecht. Correct? So the first manda of the first lashon is that Ravina is not is saying yediyas hilchas shechita is not negotiable. Correct? Second shechita is saying yediyas hilchas shechita is negotiable. If he doesn't know, so then he can't shech. We know he doesn't know. The lo yadinan bei sheyoidim. We don't know. If we would know he doesn't know he couldn't shech, then it would be good. But we don't know. Right? So the second halach is having the physical capacity to shech, not negotiable. We don't know it. We can't be a virus. Nobody watched him. Then he's not here to tell us. We will be soymech aneinechen. If he tells us, we'll be soymech aneinechen. Right? All right? We're not going to be soymech on a guy that says he knows all the halachas. I guess because we can test it. Right? But this, if we cannot verify that he didn't faint, either these muchzuk, or we have people telling us he can't shech. Right? So that's the 2 days. What's the hakoil? Is the hakoil, you got l'chanchila, you got to be a mumche, you have to know the halachis. And if we cannot verify knowing the halachis, treif, or l'chanchila, we have to know that you have the physical capacity to shechita, and we cannot be mevarer a treif. According to the second daya, if we never find out if he knew the halachis, what's the din? We didn't test him to begin with. So there'll be a kosher, right? According to the first daya, if we never are mevarer bebirur gomor that he is physically possible to the shechita. What's the din? No? According to the first day, yeah?
Then it wouldn't be okay.
It would fit the first mandomer. We verified he knows the halachas, but we never verified whether he can do physically. Did he drop off in the job? Did he fall asleep a little bit? So be cautious, all right? What's the issue between the 2 days? What's the non-negotiable? All right. So we go weiter in the Gemara. Gemara goes on to say, now we have a sikum of the sugya. We now have 4 shittas in the sugya. Rabbi Bar Ula says that hakol shoychten is hakol is chulin shenasu al tarvis hakodesh. Then we have Rav and Abaye discussing kuti, whether you require oimid al gabab or yetze v'nichas. Then we have the third sheet that was, then we have Rav Ashi, mumma l'tiyavim. And now we have Ravina, muchzok and mumcha. Alright? So Gemara says, what are they all arguing about? Kulu kirabba barulei amre. We know why. Did I skip a line? No. Yeah, I did. Ravina virabba barulei kabai rav ashi le amre bishum nekasha le kula. Remember at the very end of the Abaya, Rava, and Rav Ashi, the Gemara says the last line doesn't work. Why? It says, v'kulan sheshachetu. The Gemara says Vakulin couldn't be Chayrish Eid Vakon because then should say Sheshachet. So Vakulin must be either it must be the Kuti or the movement of the oven. But the Gemara says, the Gemara says, "V'kulan sheshachetu." V'acher oimer al gabam. So when it comes to akuti, the Gemara said that's what we just said. Then it has to be either acher oimer al gabam has to be some nechnas. So kasha, mumalut yavin. We said has to give him the knife. So what's v'kulan? So the Gemara says kasha. Tosfos says in the Masechta Rabbi Mitzuyan that they will all have to kvetch and say that the v'kulan goes back to cheresh to v'kon. All right, but it's a kasha. So that's why Ravina and Rabba Bar Ula did not want to be moikim the Mishnah with respect to kuti or with respect to mumen l'tiyot. Kulu k'Rabba Bar Ula le'yam hold on l'achlish and the amr hochi ikir ad Rabba hosam ikir the bekotchim koi l'achlish and the amr hosam ikir v'ocha aydi tana seif tam mechulin tana nami tam mekdoshim tam mechulin guv le'yitz v'chalei. So the chulin shenasol taras hakodesh lak hakodesh dam. What about why don't they follow Rabba Bar Ula? It's like at the end of the sugya there was a kasha of why we have to have another mishnah about what's the mishnah doing in our sugya about tuma, and they hold al taras hakodesh is lak hakodesh dam. Fine, not a sugya right now. Next, the Gemara says, Kulu kerevina leyamre. All right, now we want to know why this is going to focus on these lines. Why didn't Rabba Bar Ula, Rabba Nabaya, and Rav Ashi, why didn't they figure out Ravina's? So the Gemara says, Lach l'sh'omer mumchin ein she'ein mumchin loy. The first lashon that said I need to have mumchin. And if I don't have mumchen, if he doesn't know the halachas, or if I cannot verify that he knows the halachas, then the shechita is not good. They disagree. Why? Roiv mitzuyin is a shechita mumchene. They say, we're not going to pass it in the Eved. The chadchilo good, but not in the Eved. Because roiv shechitin know the halachas. Lahach lishin da amr muchzokin in shein muchzokin loy. The second lashon it said, having the physical capacity to shechita is a non-negotiable. La lufe lechai sheinan. Most people can do a shechita. We're not worried about a guy gets a license to drive. We don't give him a special test to make sure he doesn't fall asleep at the wheel. Right, guys. You hire a guy for maybe heavy machinery, you do, I don't know. But you don't, that we're not afraid, we're not choshesh for people fainting. Right? We don't give stamina tests for shechita. Good. Okay. That's the machlok. So now, l'choira, that is the 2 days of Ravina also. So let's go back. Ravina's, and let's focus now entirely on the first approach of Ravina. The first approach of Ravina. Ravina Omer. Right? The first Malach. Ravina Omer, Hachiktoni, Hakol Sheikhtin, Hakol Mumchen Sheikhtin. You have to be a Noda Halachis. Right? You have to have a Kabbalah. Halacha l'maaseh, there's a rule in the Svarim, it's fascinating for modern times. There's a rule in the Svarim that Sheikh cannot shech without a Kabbalah. Historically, I'm not sure exactly when that happened, but and that a Sheikh must review the halachas with a certain frequency. But we have nowadays in many professions, it's called ongoing education credit or something. So that was Chazal for the Rabbanim figured that out the Gabi Sheikh. If he doesn't review the halacha, he has to review as a certain schedule. So the Gemara says, the Ravina's first sheet, Hakol Sheikhtin. Hakol mumchin shechten. Mumchin aval bishen muchzaken. Vamed vamamurim sheyoidin boy that we know. So the charchila we allow him in. We give him a job. What happens if we cannot verify it? Don't let him do shechita. What happens if he shechted? No, verify. So do a medikal achramaisa. What happens if a lesser come on? We can't verify it. And the submission, we can't verify it. But a guy, he was watched. And go take out the, go to the video. Right, they had a camcorder. All right? We can figure it out. We can be marshaled. But what happens if he's not here and the video's not here, and there's no camcorder, nothing? What's the din? Treif, correct? So what's Ravina saying? So, and why did the Gemara says at the end of the sugya, why was this shita rejected? Why didn't Rava think about this? It was rejected. Why did Rava not come up with this? Why did Ravashi reject it? Why did Rav Ula not come up with it? Because they hold Rav Mitzuyin Eitzel Shchita Mumchenei. Most people do shchita, know the halachas. A guy doesn't present themselves as sheikh unless he knows the halachas. He doesn't have a chalaf. He doesn't come for a job. If he's in the shlacht house, he go baser roiv. So, and Ravina holds no roiv, holy roiv. Tosfos points out vim shachad boid kinoisai. Second Tosfos. Vim shachad boid kinoisai vi afal gav di ika b'raisa lekamon. There's a b'raisa daf yud beis amin aleph. The sovad the roiv mitzvin eso shchitu mumchenein. The b'raisa, the tanom say, there's a roiv. Right? Another taste of it, he learned the end of the Gemara. So he knows that this is the issue in the sugya. He says, how could Ravina go against the Rav? Gabe Mosatana Gurla Shkuta, when finds a shechted chicken, find a shechted chicken, Hamaisi Tanoi, Bosarochi, and we find that is a machlekes Tanoim, Afagab de Hosum Dochila, even though the Gemara there is Dochin the machlekes Tanoim. What's this referring to? Gemara in Yerbeis Amud Aleph. Omer of Nachman, Omer Rav. Reuven saw Shimon Shecht. Imra'o mitchila v'yad soif. If Reuven saw Shimon Shecht from beginning to end. Muter lechol mishchitosai. V'im lav, oser lechol mishchitosai. Heichidami, idiyoda de gomer lomali ra. If he knows, he knows the halachas. Why does he have to watch him? Idaloyoda, vidiyoda de loy gomer. And if he knows that he does not know the halachas, pshita. Ve'elo de loyoda igomer lego. He doesn't know if he knows the halachas. Does he have to watch? Lema roy mitzuyen eitzel shchita mumchmein. So Nachman Omer Rav says he's got to watch him. He cannot employ the rule of Roiv Mitzuyin Eitzel Shchita Mumchenei. Miloi Tanya, have me have a brisa. This is Tosfos Kasha. Have a brisa. Ravina has to make sure that the Mishnah accommodates the brisa. Al Tanon. Miloi Tanya, Rishimotza Tanya Goylish Chuta Bashuk. When finds a tiny girl is a chicken, and it's clearly shechted, we couldn't tell the difference. But apparently you can tell the difference between a shechted and non-shechted. I mean, it wasn't hit by a car, and it wasn't shot with an arrow, or it wasn't stunned, right? It was shechted. Oysha omar l'shluchay tzei ushchoyt v'olach umotza shochut. So we can assume this was shechted. Oma aminan roiv mitzuyin etzel shchita mumchenein. So you see from this brisa that the Tanaim say We don't even know who the sheikh it is. Now I'm talking about, we know that the sheikh, and we don't even know who the sheikh it is. So how can we say that we can't give him a bechina? So it's the sheikh of the lesser come on. So Rabinus learned pshat in the Mishnah, sheikh of the lesser come on, and nobody watched it. So ein lecha sheikh of the lesser come on, ve'ein achra, and I'll go yoyser mize. You find it then, I shech the chicken. All you know is a sign, he shechted. Right? I know, you can see he shechted. Kosher, why is it kosher? Klobos Arroy. Achra Amlatis. Roy Shechetin, no Dalachis. Mile Tanya, Hare Shem Motzatan Agelis, Shchuta Vashuk, Isha Omar Lashlech, Tavish Choyt, Cheskosi Shochet. Gemara says, maybe not. La'olam de yoda de legomer. Ukigoin de shochet kamon cha de simen shapir. Mau de tema shapir hein hach nami shapir. Kamash malon, I assume Yisramele. Idoch shema shah, shema doris. Right? Gemara says that this chiddush of Rav does not go up against the din of Rav Mitzuyin. This is referring the din of Rav Nachman Omer Rav is a different din. We're not going to go into that right now. That is a situation where we know the guy does not know the halachis. We were watching him. Is it good enough to watch part of the shechita? In the maskana, according to Ravina, so now we want to figure out, you have to watch Bakul and Shevra. How much? That was Rav Nachman Rav's din. Gotta see the whole shechita. Okay. Then the Gemara says, Bomine Rav Dimi. Lema. Gemara says, maybe this issue that we're zeroing in on, maybe it's a machlekes tanoim. Roiv mitzines tashchita mumchnein tanoi de tanya. Harei shavdu legidi yivitanei gole v'alachmos tashchutim. Person's a shepherd. And he had a very, very bad day because he lost his goats or his chickens. And when he's looking around to find them, he sees that the sheikh was practicing for his Kabbalah or something. So he happened to go took a wrong turn, went by the shlacht house, whatever it is. So he has to figure out who's going to tell his employer what happened to the animals today. So at least he wants to find out whether he can tell them the kosher, the treif. Halach ulmat san shchutim. He finds in there, shechted already. No, what's the din? Rabbi Yehuda Oyser, Rabbi Chanina, b'nei Shlom Yesi, matir. Omar Rebbe, nirin devarn Shlom Yehuda, shemot san v'ashva. So Rebbe says, until you find them. You find them discarded, that means 70 shechted in a straight. You find them not discarded, that means that somebody shechted him and was good. And he can never be certain. Gemara says, my lav b'hokim b'flege. They're arguing about whether Amrinan, do we say Roy Mitzuyin Eitzel Shechita Mumchen Hein, or do we not say Roy Mitzuyin Shechita Mumchen Hein? Omer of Nachman Yitzchak, and that's the issue between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Chanina. B'nei Shlom Yisrael. The answer is Omer of Nachman Yitzchak. Loi de kulei alma roiv mitzuyin etzel shchita bumchenein. And here the Gemara says the question: if you find them discarded in the refuse by the house. What do we say then? If you find it in the garbage pile, you know it's straight. If you find it in a person's kitchen, or you find it delivered in an Amazon box, and you know it's kosher. What happens if you find it discarded in an Amazon box? What's it in there? How does it go? In that case, we hold roiv mitzuyin es shechita mumchenein. We don't know how to read this particular case of whether the what the siman is, whether a person who leaves something in a quasi in a I have a suffix. Exactly what does this place mean? Discarded, not discarded. But it's a machloek in how to read the situation. What about the general din of whether can we assume that it was a good shechita? He says, yeah. We can assume that it's right. So Tosfos says, coming back to our sugya again. Back to our sugya. Ravina says, Hakol Shoichten. What's Hakol Shoichten? It means that as long as you've tested to make sure that he knows the halachas, you have to make sure that he is physically capable. We're not choishes to people he's going to faint. But we have to know he knows the halachas. V'im shochad u'shchitosek sheira. If he doesn't know the halachas, you have to do it, you have to check it out. What happens if the kulon sheshochtu and he shechted ube the lesser come on and we can't figure it out. We don't know. Ravina says in the first lashon, not good. Trey. In the second lashon, Ravina says we can give a pass as long as we can make sure he didn't faint. But the first, so the second lashon, Ravina says that roiv mitzuyin esoshita mumchenein. In the first, he says lo yamina. So Tosfos says, but we have a brisa later on. The summer roiv mitzuyin eshechita mumchenei. Gabi tanagoy leshchuta ha'maisi tanoi boser hochi. So we do quote tanom later on. Afagav dasam doch. Even though there in Yud Beis and Aleph, the Gemara does the stomach. The Gemara accepts roiv mitzuyin eshechita mumchenei. But the Gemara does entertain the possibility that it's a machlekes tanoim. So Tosfos is saying this Ravina is being moikim the Mishnah according to the a position that it's a machlekes tanoim. Right? Just to get pshat in the sugya. Tosfos says later on at the end of the sugya we're going to say that the stoma de Gemara paskins roiv mitzuyin es shechita mumchenein. Correct? Right now, for these few lines, we are following the understanding of the Gemara that it's a machlekes tanoim. Where's the machlekes tanoim? A machlekes tanoim about what happens if a person finds his animals shechted, and we cannot figure what happened. Machloek is to know if they are shchutik share or not. Machloek is to know if we go baser roif, or if there is a roif. If we go baser roif, right? Gemara then goes on to say that no. We all hope we go baser roif, and it's a machloek about a particular place you find it in the pit of garbage can. But this Arta is saying, but there is an approach in the Gemara which Ravina apparently held. Ravina Zach, he was at the end of the, he wrote the Gemara with Rashi. So Ravina apparently held, is a machlekes tanoim, and I'm going to be making the Mishnah, like the Shita, that the Gemara at the end will not accept. The second Lashon of Ravina accepts the Maskan of the Sugya. Alright, so that's, again, to put it in the context. So we know that we're going to paskin Roiv Mitzunishim Mumchnei. But this sugya is where the Rishonim is going to explain to us the depth of this din. All right. So let's be medayik in a Rashi. So again, Ravina says Hakol Shoychden is Mumchim. Right? That we check them out. What happens? Bamed Varmamurim, the Chashive Mumchim. She Yoidin boy. Elu hamoysim loy behema lishchay makirin boy ubodku sheidel cheshchita. No, bimedayik in the Rashi. Bamed varmamurim that lechadchila we give this person an animal. No, says Rashi. Go ahead.
Certainly, Rashi doesn't hold the rule here.
So
saying that we have to still check him, and
then
he's only
choshev
as a mumchah, but not
right. Sure. Okay, and it's b'med dar mamurim hakoyel if he's a mumchah. This is all Ravina's shita that we are assumed that loy amrinan roy mitzinus from the mumchah. All right. So obviously then, shalom aleichem, shalom aleichem. Okay, you know that. Yom Tov is coming.